The school district requested $778,000 in CARES Act funding. Superintendent Erica Clute Painter explained the schools needed the money to prepare for two separate tracks at once.
Essentially, we are preparing for two complex systems at the same time, in person and virtual. Implementing both of these systems at the same time requires additional staff to provide instruction, support for special needs and high-risk students, and to implement additional cleaning and disinfecting services. Both of these scenarios also require additional technology equipment, remote learning solutions, PPE, cleaning solutions and equipment, and hygiene supplies. It is extremely expensive to prepare for and operate two systems like this.
Clute Painter told the assembly that new hires would be temporary positions to help respond to requirements for school safety. She also noted the two-track reopening plan could not happen without the additional funding, and that the district has started making purchases in order to have equipment in time for the school year. The borough had previously approved a payment of just over $70,000 of CARES Act funding to the district back in June. That was for additional staffing and equipment needs from the spring and summer. This additional funding will be used for the new school year. Board President Sarah Holmgren supported the request and pointed to the state's 46-page guidance document for reopening schools called Smart Start.
Protocols that need to be in place to keep both staff as well as students safer and minimize potential risk is our best hope for getting through the school year with as much face-to-face instruction as possible. Our current budget does not take that into account. It doesn't take into account a pandemic or the extensive guidelines and protocols Smart Start calls for.
The borough is expecting to receive a total of $3.9 million from the federal relief bill by the end of the year. It has already approved some spending. This school payment leaves just over $1.5 million remaining. Mayor Mark Jensen wondered about other needs for the federal funding.
Was any of this money going to be used for borough functions other than school? And will this expenditure, if we vote to give this $780,000 to the school, will that affect our plans, or do we even have any concrete plans for the money?
Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht responded the local government was expecting to use some of the money for paying first responders this year, which would take some of the pressure off the borough's budget. He said other plans are not yet concrete.
Again, not very specific, although we have been talking about, you know, potential utility rebates. We've been talking about, you know, maybe another grant program for businesses. And clearly, if there's fewer amounts of money in that fund, then we have to look harder at those, at adding anything else to what we're already doing.
Staff also expected the Petersburg Medical Center may request funding as well. Assemblymember Chelsea Tremblay urged her colleagues to approve the school request.
I share the concerns thinking about the upcoming unknown costs and other ways. The community is in need in a lot of different directions right now, and I understand feeling like we want to try to save this money for some of those unknowns, but the urgency of the school's request, given timing, given uncertainty with what's happening at the federal level, and given the burden that it's put on so many families, I think it's important that we support this.
The vote was unanimous to approve the school funding, with Assemblymember Taylor Norheim not attending the meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.